This observation represents the liberation of Michael Costa Jr., date of birth is 5/30/2002, and he didn't perceive a dysphagia. He had a porn body in South Africa a couple of years ago, which was removed. He has some dysphagia on solution of the skin and cells, which the first one was the second patient. Scuba intraparenchymal, parenchymal, intra, pre-pyloric enter ulcer with white face and no visible vessel, thick and full bulky biopsy, I think it's no neural neoplastic versus inflammatory changes, retinal pressure and subzero biopsy for cardiovascular with chronic fish and straight bowel junction, patient grade serious surface cervical changes, and also question short term biopsy with taken intravascular diagnosis. A bacterial inspect diagnosis. Clinical eyes appear to be having patient at tracheal lesion in esophagus. Noted documented biopsy from the distal esophageal metastasis was done through Ethan and subjects. The assistant process of complication in fine bone appeared to have tracheal lesion of the esophagus. Bacterial taken from the esophagus committed to distal esophageal or distal esophagitis number two. And number two, grade C versus esophagitis number three. Three pyloric enter ulcer now bleeding. The second four multi bacterial inspect diagnosis, now bleeding ulcer, white base. Number four, gastritis. Number five, anubis and bulbar duodenal ulcers, now bleeding with the erosive duodenitis, biopsy, slag diagnosis. Second patient, duodenal biopsy, we're taking about serious pleural condition. Away from the smaller biopsy, away from the duodenal ulcer biopsy, away from the duodenal mucosal biopsy, number two, away from the gastric ulcer biopsy, and away from the esophageal biopsy, any of these biopsies are going to be atypical cells. The patient is going to be referred for endoscopic ulcer for the evaluation. And away from the esophageal biopsy, the third biopsy comes positive. Patients with esophagitis will treat accordingly with the Flovent and the Entocort, Flovent or Entocort. And in the meantime, just start a patient on Cortalis 40 mg twice daily and Catamid 1 gram TID. Avoid NSAIDs. And patient needs to have repeat upper anastomosis in 3 months follow up the esophagitis and gastric ulcer. Follow on to life somatization, soft food, follow on to some dictation, fulfill the patient, primary care provider, Dr. Lucy Apol, UPPOLE. Lucy LUCI will be able to see Dr. Paul Sari, April 8th on 23rd, April 8th on 23rd, patient.